Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. We're on the road today at Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka for a meeting with the Commander's Task Force who represent Minnesota's veterans. And we're going to meet several of the commanders of that task force during the course of the show today. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, celebrated every October, was created as a collaborative effort between government and industry to ensure every American has the resources they need to stay safer and more secure online. Since its inception a decade ago, under leadership from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the National Cybersecurity Alliance, National Cybersecurity Awareness Month has grown exponentially, reaching small and medium-sized businesses, corporations, educational institutions, and young people across the nation. Cybersecurity begins with a simple message everyone using the internet can adopt. Stop, think, connect. Take security and safety precautions. Understand the consequences of your actions and behaviors online and enjoy the benefits of the internet. When you cross the street, you look both ways to make sure it's safe. Staying safe on the internet is similar. It takes some common sense steps. Stop. Before you use the internet, take time to understand the risks and learn how to spot potential problems. Think. Take a moment to be certain the path ahead is clear. Watch for warning signs and consider how your actions online could impact your safety or your family's. Connect. Enjoy the internet with greater confidence, knowing you've taken the steps to safeguard yourself and your computer. Critical digital infrastructures encompass the global network of computers. Data and websites that support everything from financial transactions, transportation systems, and emergency response systems to healthcare records and personal communications in cyberspace. Cyber experts say taking a common sense precaution can keep sensitive information secure while also preventing identity theft and fraud. For more information on National Cybersecurity Awareness Month and how to keep safe online, visit staysafeonline.org. Protect yourself and help keep the web a safer place for everyone.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said at the opening, we're on the road today at Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka, where the Commander's Task Force is having their monthly meeting, and later today they'll be touring the facility here. The Commander's Task Force in Minnesota is made up of the 9 federally chartered veteran service organizations: American Legion, AMVETS, DAV, Jewish War Veterans, Marine Corps League, Military Order of the Purple Heart, Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans of America, VFW, and the Vietnam Veterans of America. And today we're going to start the show out with the two commanders of the largest veteran service organizations here in Minnesota, American Legion, the commanders Mike Schaefer, and the VFW, Commander Rick Bugbee. Gentlemen, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Morning.
Commander Schaefer, I want to start with you. My understanding that in terms of numbers, the American Legion here in Minnesota has the largest population of members. Is that true?
That is correct. We currently have a membership goal this year of over 72,000, and we hope to grow beyond that. And
you and Commander Bugbee both have something in common. You were both served as in the United States Air Force.
We both did, and we both had the same MOS. We were Morse code operators.
And, of course, we call that AFSC but you've been hanging around with these soldiers too much, Commander.
Very true. It's fun to run into someone that had the same experiences as I did during my service time.
Well, you guys will have something in common and something to talk about all year as you serve on the Commander's Task Force. So can you tell me, Mike, just a little bit about your service in the Air Force? How long were you in, and where did you go?
I was in 4 years. I went in January of 1970, went to Lackland in Texas for my basic, and then I went to Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi, Biloxi, for my Morse code training. From there, I went up to Alaska at Elmendorf for 2 years, and then I went to the Republic of the Philippines after that.
So you served 4 years?
That was 4 years, yes, sir.
And you missed out on going to Vietnam, but that was all right.
I could have gone, but with the security clearances that we had, Vietnam would have been a very limited experience. There was only, I believe, I was told one place in the country that I could have gone, and it was near the Da Nang Air Base. And
they probably had better missions for you to accomplish somewhere else.
Well, I was new to Alaska. I hadn't been up there more than 6-8 months when the requests came around for that, and I just thought I didn't know enough to get involved with what they were doing, so I figured, well, I'll wait till another time comes. And
we're speaking with two of our commanders, Commander Mike Schaefer and Rick Bugby, on Minnesota Military Radio. And Commander Schaefer, how'd you get involved in the American Legion, and how long did it take you to get to be the state, the department commander?
I was home on leave the first time when this was like late 1970, and I was home, and my dad was an Army veteran, and he came one night and was there, and he decided, well, he wanted to go into town to the local Legion post for a while, and so we did, and the manager of the Legion at that time stuck her hand out and said, $6.25, please.
And you were in.
And I said, for what? And I was instantly a member. I guess I've always considered it a rite of passage, an honor to belong to the American Legion, or for that fact, any veterans organization.
Very good, sir. And Commander Bugby, when did you serve, and how long have you been involved in the VFW?
I left in the fall of 1968, and I also went to Lackland for basic training, and then on to Keesler in Biloxi, Mississippi. 6 months of schooling later, and I got to actually go home for a little while before I went to the Okinawa, and that was an 18-month tour, but when I was there for 15 months, they sent me temporary duty to southern Japan because they had a manpower shortage. And most of the entities I've been doing in Okinawa, I end up doing in Japan, and actually I end up training the people up there. So it was just like I was home yet, or back in Okinawa. From there, I went back to Okinawa, then over to Taiwan, and they sent me temporary duty to the Philippines for more training, thinking I'm going to re-enlist, I think. But they didn't. They turned down my offer of what I wanted, so I got out. But every first, like a lot of military branches, you put in your choices where you want to go. And every time I put in for my choices, I put first choice Vietnam, and I always got to my second choice.
Well, that was a lucky turn of events.
But I had a brother in the Army in Vietnam at the time, and I think that was part of the reason, because back then they didn't like a lot of family members in the same country together in war. So
you were elected as department or state commander of the VFW this year.
I was.
And what's on your agenda? What are you looking forward to, and what's your commander's project?
My commander's project is the Veterans Hospitals in Minnesota, and that is also my auxiliary president's. So we're working together on one project for all the veterans, all the auxiliary in Minnesota. And one thing I wanted to open up this year for statewide is more communication amongst the veterans. We do things, but we don't brag about them. We need to brag what we do to the communities, to the state, to everybody, and show that we're out there. We're doing what we need to do for our veterans.
Well, Commander, we're looking forward to having you on the show a few times during the coming year, and you'll get to tell us all of the great things the VFW is working on this year.
Well, I'll sure try.
Commander Schaefer, what's your project for this year?
I actually have a dual project. Part of it deals with one of our programs, the Boy State program. We have children that attend, and they're sponsored by their local Legion post, and the cost can sometimes be prohibitive, especially if a post doesn't have a lot of funds available. We have that fund that they can, somebody wants to go to the program and the post can't sponsor them, they can go straight to the Boy State and be able to attend that way. The other part of it deals with veteran suicide. specifically where the money that I want to raise will go to is to their Emergent Needs Fund. It helps veterans that are in the program be able to get to and from treatment.
To get the help that's necessary.
Yes. A lot of their help comes straight from the VA, but this Emergent Needs Fund kind of deals with the stuff around the edges where they don't have a way to get there or back, because if it's a financial situation for them. I would rather raise the money, give it to this type of thing to where they can get their treatment, get their help, rather than say, gee, sorry, we can't help you because the VA doesn't allow it.
Great project, Commander. I wish you all the luck with that. And
we look forward
to talking to you at length a few times this year, too, to see how that's coming and help you raise some funds.
I'm looking forward to it.
Gentlemen, I know you need to get back to the Commander's Task Force meeting, and we want to meet several of the other commanders. So thank you both for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That was Mike Schaefer, the American Legion Department Commander, and Rick Bugbee, the VFW Department Commander. Live from Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka, please stay with us. We'll be back to meet more of the Commander's Task Force members in just a moment. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. We're on the road today at Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka, observing a meeting of the Commander's Task Force, and they're going to have a little lunch later and then tour the plant out here. As we said earlier, the Commander's Task Force is made up of the 9 federally chartered veteran service organizations in Minnesota. In this segment, we're going to meet with the Marine Corps League, Vietnam Veterans of America, and with the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans. We're going to start out with an old friend, Jerry Walters. Jerry, the Marines are on the deck. How are you?
I'm super, Tom. How about you?
Doing a good job here.
There you go.
This is your second year up here on this trip.
Yes, it is.
And so you must have had a two-year tour as as the commandant.
Actually, this is my third year.
Third year, okay.
Yeah, we lose those times.
I forgot that. I should have known that, Jerry. Can you tell us quickly about the Marine Corps League? Who's eligible? What do you do? And what's your mission?
Okay, Marine Corps League of Minnesota. Well, Marine Corps League for the National and Minnesota. We've got 14 detachments in the state of Minnesota. And we're all made up of Marines. As regular members, we have associate members of all branches of the service and civilians that support our cause and what we do, which is first and foremost is Marines helping Marines and their families, but just as important as our community work. We do as much for the communities as we can as the military to support all the veterans that we have in all our communities. The fundraisers, parades, ceremonies, celebrations, ball games, there are Toys for Tots program, Toys for Kids program. The list goes on and what we do, what we really want to support our communities.
And Jerry, we can always see you coming because you're always wearing red and you've got Marine Corps slapped all over your body. How could they teach Marines that in basic training?
Well, I think so. You can always tell a Marine. You can't tell him much maybe, but you can always tell a Marine. We're proud of who we are, and we like to show it.
Yeah, and you accuse the rest of us of being jealous.
I understand, yes.
Commander's Task Force, Jerry, that's a great organization, isn't it?
It is, and it gives me the opportunity to meet with the rest of these commanders and their organizations and help working together to support all the veterans in Minnesota, 300-some thousand. And it's a small number, but it's a very important number, and we can't forget our veterans.
And we heard this morning that you're talking about some veterans' legislative ideas that you're going to push on the Hill this next session, and that's a big part of what the task force does, isn't it?
This is one of the prime things we do here, besides the things like our Veterans Day program coming up and the Veterans Day in the Hill to help our legislators understand what we veterans support and what we want, would like to have to help our veterans have a better life in this great state.
Well, Jerry, keep up the good work. We want to get you scheduled with Beth to get you back on the show and get in depth of what the Marine Corps League is doing here in Minnesota.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so very much, Thomas. My pleasure.
Next up is Terry Palmer from Vietnam Veterans of America. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
So how many years have you been president of the VVA?
Second year starting, I think, is where I'm at now. And it's starting it must be my second year.
So how many years are you going to do this, Terry?
Well, I don't know. But sometimes it's nominations are now open, nominations are now closed. So it's fun. It's a constant learning curve for me, and going to the national conventions and leadership conventions and stuff. It's a natural learning thing. We just finished up with our Vietnam Veterans National Convention down in New Orleans here in July, August. And I had almost 850 members showed up from around the country, and Puerto Rico and the Philippines, and we had a good convention.
So how many members do you have in Minnesota now?
I think there's around, it's either 13 or 1,800. I can't quite remember the number right now.
And there must be a lot more Vietnam veterans in Minnesota than that.
Yeah, same way. I belong to the president of the Aircraft Carrier Association I served on, and figured out 35 years of that, and 5,000 men, you know, and we only have about 3,000 in the thing, and there's mathematics to say how many more there is. But yeah, there's a lot of Vietnam veterans, and it isn't just in countries. There's a lot of blue water, and that's the big thing right now, is the pushing the U.S. Congress for the Blue Water Navy Act, and
so that they're eligible because of exposure to Agent Orange
possibilities, and I know some people that are blue water that got the same Parkinson's and the same diabetes and stuff like that, but they don't qualify because we were blue water, we were deep draft, and so it's a bill that's going up on the floor again, I guess today. And there was already a call in this morning, and there's 303 House members on board, and 43 senators on board for the Senate part of it. So
the VVA is constantly working on legislation on a national level.
Yes, we're really pushed the national level on the thing.
Terry, we're looking forward to having you on the show this year, so you can give us some updates on that national legislation. And
I hope we have some.
We hope our brothers in the Navy, the Blue Water Navy, can be covered for their exposure to Agent Orange as well.
You bet.
You and I both know that that was a nasty substance, and it's affected all of us.
Yes, it has.
And so we wish you to keep up great work. Commander's Task Force, are you enjoying your time with these fellow commanders?
Yeah, it's fun. I haven't been to a couple of meetings because I moved up north, and I let some of the legislative guys take over for me out of my subordinates. But it's a fun group, and I'm constantly learning. So.
Well, Terry, keep up the great work, and we'll look forward to talking to you during the course of the year.
You bet. Thank you, Tom.
Joining us next is Todd Kemmery, the Vice President of the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I enjoy coming here and speaking with you.
How have you been in the last year?
We've been doing good. I've been doing very good.
Going to move that up just a little bit. There you go.
There we go.
So how's your membership?
You know, it comes and goes at any given time, anywhere from 340 to 350. We are a small chapter, but we like to say we have the largest impact.
Well, and you're pretty effective, I think, too.
Yes, we are.
What kind of missions are you working on this year?
You know, we'd like to, and besides supporting our brothers here with the Commander's Task Force and UVLC, we'd like to try doing something with gaining support and helping Orono, the city of Orono, and their desire to refurbish and bring back up to speed Big Island. So
I heard there was a project going on.
There is, and I'm part of that committee over there. I think part of my Americans with Disabilities Act training has been useful over there on suggesting different ways. But we're also interested in finding revenue streams for them. So they're new to the game and finding grants, and so we'd like to be able to help them on that. So that's just one initiative that we'd like to move forward with. Another would be a DNR subject on some turkey hunting possibilities for the disabled community. So
Well, there's been some fall DAV hunts up at Camp Ripley. Are you involved in those things?
I was in Kansas City, but other chapter members, we had brought some deer out of the hunt this year. So
I saw some photos of that. Looked like the guys had a pretty good time.
They usually do, and I know they did this, especially if you bring one, if you harvest something. That's always fun, too.
Well, sure, get up there. But just getting outside is a big part of it.
Big part of that. And the volunteers up there are just tremendous. That whole program that Dennis Erie started up there and with the cooperation of not only the DNR and the Camp Ripley folks, it's just a wonderful, especially for us disabled types up there that go up there. You can't do it to the degree that they do up there anywhere else. It's just wonderful.
Todd, I watch you and you're pretty able. You could say you're disabled, but you're a pretty able guy.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Commander's Task Force, is there anything special for our paralyzed veterans we're working on here in Minnesota?
Basically just what I had mentioned before, but one of the big things that we want to make sure that we help with is the other service organizations, if they need our presence with them on their hill visits or whatever, we're more than welcome or more than willing to be able to help with that.
I was up to the Capitol testifying on a couple of bills last year, and I saw some of your members up there.
Yes, absolutely.
And Legislator Detmer and some of the rest of them were always talking to your guys, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Besides the Commander's Task Force and Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the MDVA, the MAG meetings, the Military Action Group, we're all involved with that, and I think together we're very effective up there, not just the PVA, but also the other organizations that.
Well, Todd, I hope you guys have another great year, and we look forward to having you back in the studio so we can talk more about some of the other issues you're pushing forward with and your cooperation between your organization and the rest of these Commander's Task Force.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, then.
That was Todd Gemery from the Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans. We're broadcasting today from Federal Premium Ammunition, and we'll be back in Segment 3 with a couple more commanders from the Commander's Task Force. Please stay with us. Back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're live today from Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka, where the Commander's Task Force has been holding their meeting in the club room on the premises here, and they're going to have a little lunch, and they're going to go tour the facility today. And with us in this segment is Willie Pargo, who is the commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, and Peggy Moon, who's the legislative director from the Minnesota Department of from the American Legion.
That's right.
Peggy, I know that. Beth's sitting over here, so I was going to say Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commander Pargo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And Peggy, you're always welcome on the show. You're a frequent guest.
Yes, and I'm always happy to be here, Tom.
All right, Peggy, we've got to start with Willie on the first part of this segment. Willie, can you tell our listeners your position with the Military of the Purple Heart?
My name is Willie Pargo. I'm the state commander for the Military of the Purple Heart Department of Minnesota.
And how long have you been a part of that organization, Willie?
I've been a part of the Purple Heart since 89, but I've been committed. This is my second year as commander.
How many years are you going to do that, Commander?
I'm up this year. I got a new guy coming in next year.
All right. You handpicked one.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about when you were in the service and where you earned your Purple Heart?
I earned my Purple Heart July 16, 1967, in a place south of the Nan called Arizona Territory. It was nicknamed that because every day there was a shootout down there. I mean, it wasn't like some areas where you go 3 or 4 days without a rifle or being fired. In the Arizona Territory, every day it was a shootout.
So you knew what you were up against.
You knew what you was up against.
And one day you forgot to duck.
When they say duck, they don't mean quack, quack.
No, they don't. We're glad you survived that, Willie.
Thank you.
How long have you been part of this organization?
I originally joined Purple Heart in 89.
A long time.
Yes.
And, you've been commander. This is your second year.
It's my second year, yeah.
Can you tell us what's the mission of the Military of the Purple Heart?
This year, the mission of the Purple Heart is to raise visibility for MOPAs, to let people know who we are and that we totally exist.
And how many members do you have?
Today, we have 1,440 members in the state of Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Any idea how many other wounded veterans we have that we have received the Purple Heart?
We estimate that's probably another 2,000 statewide that's not registered members yet.
Well, hopefully some of them are listening today, and if they want to join, what do they do?
Just get in touch with us at the Military Purple Heart, and the address is 20 West 12th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota. And by the way, for Miller Purple Heart, we're giving out lifetime memberships for free.
Well, that's a pretty easy deal, Willie.
Yeah, price you can't refuse.
And all you had to do is have received a Purple Heart, and then you can join.
That's it.
And add your voice to all of your membership when you go up on the hill and advocate for veterans.
Yes, we do.
Now, Willie, you're here at a Commander's Task Force meeting today. They get together and they combine all their memberships and they work on a lot of stuff. Are you enjoying the meetings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is my second year and I'm grateful to be here.
So you're working up a pretty good agenda for the next session over at the legislature?
I hope so. I hope so.
Well, I saw you over there contributing and everybody else talking about their ideas and how to help veterans. And once again, going back to your membership. Wow, what a deal. Free membership for life?
Yes.
Okay, anybody out there that earned a Purple Heart, give Willie a call. And your offices are over in the Veterans Service Building over at the Capitol.
Yes, it is.
All right, and there's a website?
There's a website, and there's also a Facebook page now.
So just look up Military Order of the Purple Heart?
Department of Minnesota, Facebook, and the website.
All right, very good. Have you got any special project you're going to work on this year as commander?
Not so much as commander, but we are working on a Veterans Day tribute to the veterans at the Minneapolis VA Hospital. What we will do as Purple Heart members, we will subsidize the main course meal on Veterans Day with prime rib to all the patients in the hospital.
Well, that should be pretty exciting. So, that doesn't sound like hospital food to me, Willie.
It isn't.
It isn't. Well, Director Kelly and his crew out there do a great job, and they need all the volunteers they can get at the hospital, too, don't they?
Oh, yes.
So you spend some time out there.
I'm at the VA hospital 5 days a week.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I volunteer 5 days a week between the VA hospital and my Purple Heart duty. I'm busy all week.
I'm sure you know this, but here in Minneapolis, we have a 5-star hospital. They've been rating them for the last 5 years. And the director told me a few weeks ago that we're the only facility in the United States that's been rated 5 stars each of those 5 years. So we're pretty lucky here, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We get them from all over because we are one of the 4 major trauma centers in the Veterans Affairs Hospital System.
And it's a well-run facility, and I'm a patient out there. They take darn good care of their patients. I can testify to that.
So can I.
Well, Willie, keep up your good work out there. We look forward to having you on the show again this year so we can talk more about Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. And this is Minnesota Military Radio, and we're live from Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka. That was Willie Pargo, who is the commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And now we have a young lady sitting here, Peggy Moon, legislative director of the American Legion. Peggy?
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. You're smiling today. I heard this morning everybody talking about legislative initiatives. And
exactly.
You're right in the thick of it.
We are excited. It's a new year. It's a new year. It's the continuing, you know, it's the second year of the biennium. So some that we have that we pushed through last year that didn't quite make it to the governor's desk could still be on the table. And we have ways of tweaking a few bills that we tried last year. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a good year.
Well, any way you measure it, we had a lot of success for veterans last year, didn't we?
Yes, we had a lot of success. We got the bridge taken care of.
The bridge was, we needed that fixed, didn't we?
We needed that fixed, and I understand that they're working on it.
That's great to hear. We need more than one entrance to get on and off of that.
We certainly do. We certainly do. So I'm going to check on it when we have another meeting over there and see how they're doing.
Okay, any good new topics we're working on for this year?
Well, we have a number of them. You know, they haven't actually, we've thrown out some really great ideas on what we want to move forward with, but they still have to be a little more refined. I think that the MDVA staff is going to take that back and put it in some sort of, you know, set verbiage, and then they will vote on it at our next meeting, which will be in November. But at least we have information. I know myself, I have a fall conference for the American Legion in Wilmer at the end of the month, and that's where I pull all of my 10 district legislative chairmen in and to talk about them about what we want to pursue for the coming year so I can get them excited.
So see what your American Legion members have been complaining about and worried about.
Exactly.
Can you tell us, Peggy, we've got a couple of minutes. Can you tell us how's the process work on the Commander's Task Force? Now, we get the 9 veteran service organizations together, and I mentioned them earlier, American Legion, AMVETS, DAV, Jewish War Veterans, Marine Corps League.
It's all the federally chartered.
Purple Arts, we just talked to Willie, Minnesota Paralyzed Veterans, VFW, and VBA.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard this morning everybody kind of going around the table and exchanging ideas and talking through it.
Exactly. And with the Commander's Task Force, all nine of those organizations have to agree on any legislative pursuits that we want to do. It can't just be maybe one that one wants to do or that three of them want to do. We've got to all agree, and we do it together with one voice.
And then the staff over at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs help you pull all that together.
Exactly.
I know that Commissioner Shalito refers to the Commander's Task Force as his board of directors.
Exactly. He does. And, he does.
And he shows up at the monthly meetings quite
yes,
a bit.
Yes, he does. And he's a lot of fun to work with. I've enjoyed working with Commissioner Shalito.
Well, we've had some pretty good success the last few years. We got that phase three of the hospital passed so that they're taking care of those new buildings. And we've got that bridge taken care of. We've done some stuff for... on recognizing, oh, we did the retirement money last
year. That's right.
So our veterans now that retire from active duty can move back to Minnesota.
Exactly, and we're going to lay the groundwork to make this even more veteran friendly. So I say to all those people, come on home.
Come back to Minnesota.
Come back to Minnesota.
You won't
have
to pay taxes on your retirement income. And I know you're working, you've done some things on the hunting and fishing licenses. And
we're working at refining that. We've had that idea going around the table this morning. So I think you're going to see some good things.
Peggy,
we're planning for Veterans Day on the Hill. We want everybody involved in. We haven't got a date yet, but listen for that. We want as many people there as possible. And today they even mentioned, if you can't make it to Veterans Day on the Hill, send an email or call and let's flood their email and let them know that the veterans matter in the state of Minnesota.
Peggy, the last time I saw you this excited was when we had you on the show talking about the legislative agenda for Veterans Day on the Hill. So let's talk to Beth. Let's get that scheduled again for this year.
Okay, all right. I'm your gal.
So we can tell all the people out there on 42 stations all over Minnesota what you're pushing for the legislative session and how they can help.
Exactly. And congratulations on adding those last two stations.
Two more stations coming next week, Peggy. We'll be at 44.
Fantastic.
So, and one of them in your home ground.
Yes, one of them in my district. That's right. So... fantastic.
Peggy, always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining
us
today.
It's great to be here.
That was Peggy Moon, the Legislative Director of the American Legion, and Willie Pargo, the Commander of the Minnesota Military Order of the Purple Heart. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to get the Chairman of the Commander's Task Force and the Commander of the DAV of Minnesota on the show and wrap this up from Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're on the road today at Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka with the Commander's Task Force here in Minnesota, who represent all of Minnesota's veterans. And my guest to start this section is going to be Robert Sidoris, and we'll meet with him from DAV in Minnesota right after this message from Commissioner Larry Shalito.
The Minnesota Commander's Task Force, or CTF as we call it, is made up of nine congressionally chartered veteran service organizations here in Minnesota. They include the American Legion, American Ex-Prisoners of War, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Disabled American Veterans, Vietnam Veterans of America, Military Order of the Purple Heart, the Marine Corps League, AMVETS, which is American Veterans, Jewish War Veterans, and Paralyzed Veterans of America. The Commander's Task Force acts as the single voice for the veterans of Minnesota. They meet regularly to discuss the issues affecting veterans and their families and facilitate communication among veteran service organizations. The CTF promotes legislative initiatives and represents veterans and their families on the Hill. The CTF is also an advisory board to me, and for that I am grateful. I look forward to working with the commanders in the upcoming year.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalito. Joining us now is the commander of the DAV of Minnesota, Robert Sidoris. Commander, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Commander, we just heard a message from Commissioner Shalito, and he was explaining the CTF, the Commander's Task Force, and this year you're the chair of the Commander's Task Force.
I am. I'm very honored and very humbled.
So in addition to being the commander of the DAV of Minnesota, which is a very busy veteran service organization, you have to chair these meetings that we just witnessed this morning, and with all of those various veteran service organizations work on, among other things, a legislative agenda for the coming year.
That's correct. And at the point of when we're at the Commander Task Force meeting, we no longer represent our own, like I am no longer the DAV commander as such, but we represent every veteran in the state of Minnesota.
And your objective is to combine the combined membership of all of those veteran service organizations and represent them up on the Hill when you talk to the legislators.
Yes, and veterans that do not belong to organizations. We need them all in order to accomplish a mission. We need all 336,000 veterans in the state of Minnesota to help us accomplish our mission. And each commander has their own organization, but we also want input from every veteran in the state of Minnesota.
And the easiest way for any veterans that live in Minnesota to have their voice heard is to join one of those organizations and go in there and talk. The other way is every year we have Vets Day on the Hill.
That's right.
And we're going to do a special show on that just before that happens and talk about the items that you decide on collectively at the Commander's Task Force. And we'll make sure that people all over Minnesota hear about that. And that's a day for veterans to get in the car and drive to the Capitol, isn't it?
It is. We've only had at the most 400 people attend Veterans on the Hill. And that is less than 0.01% of the veterans in Minnesota. We should be there in force if we want the legislators to understand that they need to help us accomplish our missions.
And to listen to the veterans.
Yes.
So next year we want to get over 1,000 over there, don't we?
Absolutely. I'd like to have 20,000 of them here.
All right, sir. We'll help promote that for you. Now, it's my understanding that all of the 9 veteran service organizations have to agree on any initiatives that you want to propose up at the Capitol. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
So you, at this point in the year, you're just gathering up input from all the veteran service organizations and trying to determine what are the things that we want to work on.
That's exactly right.
Is that coming together pretty well, sir?
We had 6 initiatives this morning, and we're going to get those printed up in a form for every commander to see. And then next month when we meet on the 12th of next month, we'll discuss them and see what the commanders feel about them.
And start working on that and get it ready for after the first
right
year
away,
when the
yes.
legislature convenes.
Because we want the veterans on the Hill as soon as possible so we can get people in here.
Now, Commander, we've only got a short period of time today because we're trying to meet all of the commanders from the task force, and we've got most of them on the show. You are the commander of the DAV, a very busy veteran service organization. Every year you go out and raise some money and buy some vans to transport our veterans back and forth to their appointments, and you raise money with clothing drives, and you do veterans hunts and fishing. You're going to have a busy year, aren't you?
I am. Yes, I am usually on the road 2,000 miles or so a month, and I'm away from home 16 to 18, 19 days a month. And you're exactly right. We have so many things going in this state for veterans. And the transportation program is like no other. It's all over the United States, of course. And what we do with the DAV van that most people don't understand is we buy the van and then we give it to the hospital it's going to be going out of. And all of our drivers are volunteers, and the VA then pays for all the insurance, any maintenance, anything that the van needs, the VA takes care of.
Well, Commander, we hope you have a successful year, and we look forward to having you back on the show for a longer period so we can dig into all the good stuff going on at DAV of Minnesota and hear some updates on your activities as chairman of the CTF. So congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to more and more talking with you and the people of Minnesota.
Thank you. Joining us now is Tom Coleman, who's the Acting Director of Operations here at Federal Premium Ammunition in Anoka. Tom, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, this facility's been here for about 100 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, 95 years.
And I understand you've got multi-generations of people that have worked in the plants.
We sure do. I'm a second generation myself. My dad worked here for 35 years. So.
And Dennis Angel, one of your retired employees, tells me that this is part of Vista Outdoors and that you're still apparently one of the largest ammunition manufacturers in the country.
We are the largest. So. We're the largest ammunition manufacturer, make the best ammo.
All right, there you go. And I've heard from last year from Dwayne Lowe that you got a lot of veterans to work here, too.
We sure do. We have about 160 veterans on our staff, and very honored to support the military in that sense.
Well, this is the second year, Tom, that you've been gracious enough to have the Commander's Task Force up here. They could have their meetings this morning, and in a few minutes they're going to go off and have a nice lunch, and then they get to take a tour of the plant, and these veterans, I think they're looking forward to shooting some weapons, Tom.
Yeah, it's a fun experience. You know, we have to test all the products we make, so give them an opportunity to partake in that.
Well, I think last year we had Sergeant Ben in there, or the year before, and he was shooting a grease gun from World War II. And so everybody that's been on the show has been looking forward to this. But, Tom, we just wanted to have you on and talk to you, and thank you very much for hosting the Commander's Task Force up here again this year, and an opportunity for you to meet all the state commanders for the next year.
We're very proud and very honored to have you here, and glad we could share our facility and our history with you.
Federal's been a great partner of the radio show and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. We want to thank you for your support.
Absolutely.
That was Tom Coleman, Acting Director of Operations from Federal Premium Ammunition. We have one announcement today. The Minneapolis VA is hosting a job fair for registered nurses on October 18th from 1 to 5 p.m. Do you have a hospital, clinic, nursing experience? Want a new opportunity to advance your career? Value a comprehensive and progressive health care system? Appreciate the veteran population and their service to our country? If you answered yes to any of these, this job fair is for you. More information can be found at usajobs.gov. That's usajobs.gov. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Rick Bugby, Mike Schaefer, Robert Sidorius, Jerry Walters, Todd Kemmery, Willie Pargo, Terry Palmer, and, of course, our host here at Federal Premium Ammunition, Tom Coleman. Commissioner Larry Shelto, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about the Minnesota Air National Guard and meet the man behind Dog Tag Furniture. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.